producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, thank you for joining us. We're talking about the exploding escalation, the crisis, with Merkel saying that Russia is doing things that could lead to war. Last week, 2 weeks ago, they claimed a Russian armored column got blown up. That wasn't true. Clearly, there's Russian forces in eastern Ukraine. It's been part of Russia forever. They're guarding their interests. That's just a fact. But it's being escalated as Russia's invaded. We've got to do something. We've got to have a war right now. You know, move in the NATO troops. This is Russia we're talking about. This isn't like Panama. This isn't like the Falkland Islands. The British have a good, trained, focused military, and they lost a lot of troops fighting just a few hundred soldiers that were willing to fight. And now NATO releases this satellite evidence that Russia is lying about invading Ukraine, and they show a few armored vehicles that you can barely even tell what they are. I mean, and look, oh, there's the border. Their guns are pointed into Ukraine. Well, of course they are. Meanwhile, in really important news, Joan Rivers stopped breathing during throat surgery. Blair in California, you visited Ukraine 12-plus times, you say. What is your take on the situation? Should we just be patriotic and nuke Russia right now? Maybe I should join the neocons and Obama and just call for war against, you know, Assad, for Al-Qaeda, you know, and overthrow Egypt and put Al-Qaeda in and blow up Russia. Is that the patriotic thing to do?
No, sir, it isn't. Gator pretty much covered Kiev area and all that. I'm more familiar with Crimea, Sevastopol area. I've been there at least 10 times there to Sevastopol. And they essentially gave Russia no option. They were going to, it would be like the Chinese Navy setting up a base in San Diego. It just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, that's it. But what do you think about the bravado, the chutzpah of the Western elite? What are they thinking?
I have no idea. I'm a former artillery officer. I studied the Soviet military, and they may be a little lower tech, but they have overwhelming numbers of equipment, and it's insanity is what it is.
Well, where do you think this is all going?
I don't know. They keep poking the bear. They're going to find out. I hope the cooler heads would prevail. And, I mean, Crimea is just a beautiful place. It's just very calm. It's like people are they're really nationalistic.
It's loaded with some of the most gorgeous women on the earth.
Oh, man. They give California and Texas a run for their money big time. You know, I mean, just but not just that. The people, they're real traditional, family-oriented.
EU wants to go in there and teach them George Soros values. Soros admits they want to go in to that ancient European area and just literally open the borders up, everything. That's on record. They're going to globalize it. That's the plan.
Well, they've been trying to invade Sevastopol, Crimea for 1,000 years, and everybody's lost. So, you know, I don't get where they think they're going to accomplish it. I mean, one of my best friends there is a former Russian military officer, a historian, and he it's just unbelievable the will these people have to deter invaders. I mean, you know, people have no idea what they're messing with. And it's not like they're the aggressors. I'm not defending Putin. I don't agree with every, but I can see his point, what's going on.
Well, exactly. The globalists are so bad running our country, they're giving Putin the moral high ground. And then we're supposed to just be immoral and go, no, we're going to side with our government and the bankers. Let's have war with Russia and take their gas pipelines. More calls coming up. I'm Alex Jones.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me at this moment. Take a hold of this thumb and break it if you have to.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you'd be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans and everybody in between, banks that we all hated, the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing all over the different TV news headlines the Ukrainian president coming out dramatically saying, Russia has invaded Ukraine. Our forces are battling them in huge war. Cities are burning. It's incredible. We've got to have NATO helping here right now. And NATO magically, right on time, releases photos. They say are Russian armored vehicles on the border with their turrets facing inwards. And they show Russian self-propelled artillery inside Ukraine. So all of this is going on. Of course, there's Russian made because they bought a lot of it from the Russian. There's Russian missiles that both sides have. So we don't know if any of this is true. But Russia has been in eastern Ukraine the whole time. They have military bases there. And there has been all sorts of escalation of war. Months of Ukrainian fighter bombers bombing the cities in eastern Ukraine. Bombing them. Bombing government buildings. Storming airports. Shooting people. Checkpoints. I mean, this is a globalist contrived civil war. So we know the PSYOP, whether it's true or not, is the hyping of the president. We need help right now. Russian forces are smashing us. Oh, they've invaded. Help us. The Red Chinese invaded California. This is right on Russia's border. This is right in Russia's backyard. Here's the Washington Post. Russian and Ukrainian troops battle in the south, prompting fears an invasion has begun. Dun, dun, dun. Ukraine's president says Russian troops have been brought into Ukraine. UN calls emergency meeting on Ukraine crisis this afternoon. We're going to take your phone calls on this subject and then get into UN Ebola cases in West Africa could top 20,000. UN expert says it's worse than they originally thought. That's also being said for the director of the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Tom Frieden. Rand Paul says Obama is not king. Senator warns of constitutional crisis over climate change in round around Congress. Yeah, Obama's been shutting down the power plants for 7 years, even though Congress, when Obama first got in, shot down a law they wanted to pass. Who needs stinking laws? Stroke of the pen? Law of the land, kind of cool, Paul Begala said. Now he's got a job with state-run media. Now Obama says, I got a pen and I got a phone. We'll continue also with some CDC whistleblower coming out and saying, yeah, high level. Yeah, no, we know vaccines are causing autism and neurological disorders. Well, of course they do. It's on the insert. But that's why we need more whistleblowers to come forward and speak out. In fact, we should get John Rappaport on the next few days, or maybe have him on the Sunday show to talk about that in detail. I got a call by Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who's been exonerated and sued the journalist that put out the paper claiming that he'd run a hoax connecting vaccines to gut disorders. Well, that was in Mainline Science, it turned out, in internal British government reports a year before Wakefield did his studies. There are literally scores of studies I know about showing the same thing. But they had a big hoax news. It's been proven in Lancet that there's no connection to vaccines and problems, and Dr. Wakefield is a fraud. I got so busy when Wakefield was calling me a few weeks ago about this breaking that he's on my cell phone, a bunch of messages. We should call him. He wanted to break it here last week and this week, and he wanted to give me the whistleblower, and they went ahead and went ahead with it. And I'm overwhelmed, and I'm sorry, but I'm trying to run a news operation, make films, do a three-hour radio show, nightly news, all of it. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I'm going to miss a lot of balls here. a lot of stuff's going to make it through the goal, and I'm not going to. Doesn't matter. It's out now, John Rappaport article. There's an internal video he sent me like 2 weeks ago. It must be out now. It's in my email, actually, of the whistleblower. There's even a video of the whistleblower. I'm just remembering that. I haven't seen that in the articles. I guess that's not out yet. This stuff's breaking, and I knew about it 2 weeks ago. I'm not bragging. It just shows how too much is going on. It's getting too crazy. Let's go back to your phone calls. We're talking to folks that have lived in Ukraine, lived in Poland, lived in Russia. If you want a war with Russia, if you don't want a war with Russia, what does NATO do? Attack Russia now? What is the answer? Do I show I'm patriotic? And I'll agree with the neocons that have been attacking me because they're so powerful. They're actually not. They're a joke. And I'll just agree with them. Vladimir Putin and Russia needs to be nuked. Every Russian needs to die. We need to overthrow Ukraine, kick every Russian, even though they're half the country, out, and take all the property, give it to George Soros and Joe Biden's son, who's been handed the oil company and the natural gas company, worth billions publicly. It's just been given to him. I think we should invade Canada and give it to Barack Obama's daughters. I think we should invade France and just give it to Joe Biden's wife. I think we should invade, give it to George Soros. I think we should attack China. Nuke China and then give it to George Soros. I mean, that's the same thing here. Of course, they've opened the border and are giving Latin America to the United States, so they'll vote. They're conquering the U.S. right now. I mean, they are conquering. And why should they stop? No one stands up to them. Nobody speaks out. So I agree with the neocons out there that we should attack every sovereign country out there and hand over the countries to different administration officials. And I'm glad that guy mentioned earlier. Joe Biden defended about a month ago that his son was put on the board and given partial ownership of the biggest gas company in the nation that they're claiming now controls the Russian gas corridors. That's a nice slice of over $100 billion a year in natural gas that Russia sells alone to areas of Western Europe. I think that's reasonable. You just, your slick son of Joe Biden, you get everything. Why not my house? Why not my children? I mean, they announce on MSNBC that our kids belong to the state. I didn't build my operation. I didn't build anything. I didn't put my shoes on this morning. I didn't comb my hair. I didn't brush my teeth. I didn't make my children breakfast. I didn't drive into work. I didn't wipe my butt. I didn't brush my teeth. Obama did it. In fact, Joe Biden, are they going to announce that literally they own you? Well, they do own you. They want our soul. They want it all. Until we say no. Hope in Canada, then Darius in Romania. Hope in Canada, you're Ukrainian, you say. Go ahead.
And I'd like you to know that 1.2 Canadians right here in Canada are of Ukrainian descent. And we are all against Russian connections. The history is too bad or too hard to think about. In 1922... Over 1 million Ukrainians.
No, I understand. I understand that Russians and Ukrainians have been killing each other for 500, 600 years, and then were Muslims running around in there as well. I mean, I get the history. But should we nuke Russia then?
I said not to nuke Russia. But in 1933, when 10 million Ukrainians were starved, Stalin brought in millions of Russians to that country. And this is why today we have the Russians in there. The descendants of Russia who want to be in Russia, let them go back.
Sure. But let me ask you a question, and I want to keep you on the line. This is important. Do you think Hitler was a liberator of Ukraine?
Pardon?
What do you think of Hitler's role in Ukraine?
Well, Hitler, Ukraine was between Russia and Hitler. I'm going to send you a DVD about it. Between Russia and Hitler.
Well, yes, ma'am. I mean, I'm sure you know better than I, but I do know the history of it. I understand that.
You don't understand it.
No, I understand that Western Ukrainians have real beefs with the Russians, and I've talked about Stalin's starving to death of 10 million, some estimates are that high, Ukrainians. But I'm saying today is 2014. We can't have George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, overthrowing Ukraine and trying to start World War III.
I agree with you there. But you see, the Ukrainians are victims of both the Americans, the Russians, the Europeans, and everything else.
I agree. They're exactly. And who destabilized it and is trying to exploit Ukraine right now? The EU and NATO. I'm going to come back and give you the floor, ma'am, because you're a nice lady. You sound reasonable. You sound like you're trying to be fair. I want to give you the floor, Hope. So I hope you'll stay with us, pun intended. We're going to come right back to you after the break. Okay, Hope?
Okay.
Okay, good. I'll let you talk for 2 or 3 minutes. Make your point. I'll try to shut up. And then we'll talk to Darius and others. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. 800-259-9231. Chris Springmeier, part two of our Secrets of the Illuminati interview coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We'll be right back. globalists have hijacked our country. They're funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda to attack Christians everywhere. They're wanting to bomb the Syrian government that they've been bombing for a long time. They want to intensify that in the name of stopping Al-Qaeda. And now George Soros and others have overthrown Ukraine, and they're trying to take Russian-held areas that have key military bases and gas pipelines. They've already taken part of it and given it to Joe Biden's son, who now owns it. And they're claiming that Russia has intensified an invasion into the area. And I'm sure part of that's probably true, but the way they're announcing it's an escalation, there's NATO forces in there. And a lady named Hope from Canada was saying that 1.2 million Canadians are actually Ukrainians. And she was talking about how horrible the Russians were coming in and usurping areas of their country, which I know Stalin did do. He also killed a bunch of Russians. It was terrible. But there were Russians in Ukraine before that. It's been part of Russia before. So it's a disputed territory. And that's what the globalists exacerbate. I'm against the whole thing. I don't like the escalation of tensions. It'll hurt markets. It'll hurt stock markets. It could lead to nuclear war. Top CIA analyst Ray McGovern said last time he was on. In fact, we ought to grab the end of that interview. It's the last minute of that interview where he talks about that. CIA analyst warns of nuclear war with Russia. That's a very important interview. We should play a clip of that coming up. But Hope, you've got the floor. As a Ukrainian, give us your take on this.
Well, we'll say that I only learned about the globalist or the American or Soros a couple months ago. We had never heard in Canada about him, so we didn't know anything about that. But the problem here is, sir, that why would Ukrainians, after being starved, 10 million starved in 33, and when those people were starved, Stalin brought in Russians, and that's why there are so many Russians up there. And under Russia, there was no Ukrainian language. The language spoken was Russian, and only Ukrainian was spoken in the house. So now people are saying, well, those poor Russ-speaking Russians, well, they weren't. That was the language of the day. So how could they didn't know Ukrainian because they controlled it. After so many years of control, we have 1.2 million Canadians in Canada. And would you think how many Ukrainians left their country to create so much Ukrainians in Canada? Now, the Maidan was, the Canadians supported the Maidan. I sent money there. There were a lot of Ukrainian Canadians demonstrating on the Maidan. There were even several, there were pictures on TV that they took. There were Jewish rabbis demonstrating on the Maidan. So how can you tell that they were all Nazis? The Nazi portion I didn't like, because Ukraine in the Second World War was between Hitler and Stalin. And that's how my aunt came to Canada, when the Germans captured her, and she worked in German camps, and then finally came to Canada. So how can you blame her people who were subjugated by Russia and by Hitler and saying that they're Nazis now? All the Ukrainians are not Nazis. That's a big, big lie. And people who are throwing those words around should study the history or see how things ran. Now, I've got a couple DVDs that I'm going to send you, and you could look at them. They're English, about the famine in 33, and also the other one about the stolen land.
No, I understand that some of the Western Ukrainians were wronged. Just like I know that the Turks killed people in their country and other things, and the Armenian genocide. There's been a lot of genocides. I'm not weighing in on tribal warfare here, like Palestinian versus Israeli or any of this. I'm saying the current war is the cybertronic, technotronic, scientific dictatorship that is soft killing all of humanity, dumbing everyone down, destroying national sovereignty, attacking the very basis of what it is to be a human. And while they've all got us tribally upset with old beefs, and while they're exacerbating those old wounds, they are bringing us into a planetary world government and are using an old conflict to destabilize that entire region, have the EU come in and suck Ukraine dry. So Hitler had his way, Stalin had his way with your country. Now the EU is going to have its way with you. But I mean, do you see any validity to what I just said?
You are talking the right thing, but you are not saying that when Yanukovych left Ukraine, he his parliament.
No. I mean, I get all that. Just the globalists are.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going to be going back to your phone calls. Darius in Romania. Sean in Alaska. Kurt in Toronto. Seoul in Poland and others here in just a few minutes. I'm also going to air a short little piece that was produced by an InfoWars listener 6 years ago or so, the 9/11 lessons from Star Trek, dealing with a group playing two sides off against each other, in this case, an alien, in between the Klingon and Federation ship. And when you see the globalists above the countries playing off real beefs, Russians have beefs, the Ukrainians have serious beefs. I've always been pro-Ukrainian, anti-Russian, because I grew up being anti-communist. And I see the Ukrainians not like being abused by the Russians. But this again, is anthropologists, sociologists, in there manipulating the different angles. But I did tweet the video out, 9/11 Lessons from Star Trek, an allegory to the New World Order and its divide and conquer tactics. You can see the video at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. If you're a radio listener, I'm going to have it reposted to Infowars.com as well. But I'm not Russian and I'm not Ukrainian. It was just like when the globalists tried to turn over Kosovo to the Muslims. They had no stake in that. The Serbs had defeated the Muslims when they invaded scores of times. Famously right there in Kosovo. That's the most famous battleground area of the Muslims and then the West back and forth battling. That's where they stopped them. Albania is Muslim to the south. NATO went in, bombed that area, and let the Muslims go in, and they're still ethnically cleansing Serbs today. Does that mean that Serbs are little angels and haven't done the same thing back? No, they've done it. The UN's own report said that the different, you know, Croats and Muslims and other groups had killed double the Serbs in the 10 years of that conflict the Serbs had. I'm not Serbian. I'm not Slavic. I just know the history. I know the numbers. I know they went in and bombed Belgrade's aircraft factories to build civilian aircraft. They didn't want Belgrade to be its own country. They don't want any sovereign countries. They don't want Syria being successful or Egypt being successful or America being successful. They don't care who you are. They want to bring you down. Now, please remember this broadcast is listener supported. We offer the ProPure G2 gravity-fed filters. I'm doing a special report tonight on the news dealing with the big top lab test showing the hundreds of deadly chemicals that it completely removes or removes down to non-detectable levels or reduces down to 99%+. Other leading filters just don't do the same thing. This is big, mainline, establishment labs. Not people claiming stuff or doing stuff in their garage and claiming things. This is top labs. We're going to show those findings tonight about how high quality the Pro 1 and Pro G2 filtration systems are. The entire family of ProPure available at InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code WATER. Gets you 10% off, ladies and gentlemen. 10% off, promo code WATER. And we have video reports up there documenting it as well. And showing the news articles and the tests and the rest of it. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, I would sell every gravity-fed filter out there if we didn't have customer complaints and problems and stuff. We sell ProPure and the G2 systems because people love it. I've used it. I've seen the test. It's the best. We have great customer service now. Used to it wasn't the best. It's gotten better over the years. This is the place to get your water filtration. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's a lot of things we can't change in this world, but drinking cleaner water, purified water is something big we can do for ourselves and our families. You save masses of money not getting the bottled water. I still drink Pellegrino and some Italian waters, and I still like, you know, things like Perrier. Basically, I like the taste of it. But when I'm cooking or I'm drinking big glasses of water, it's out of a ProPure G2 system. InfoWarsStore.com. Also, don't forget, we have all the great, groundbreaking, amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com. The X2, the Fluoride Shield, chelating, detoxing, the Lung Cleanse, the Silver Bullet, the OccuPower will sell out by tomorrow at current numbers. It'll be a few months till we get more in. The most powerful eye formula ever put together, according to our research. I mean, the major national producer we had create this formula for us said, we've not seen anybody put this much stuff in an eye formula. It's over the top. It's a Rolls Royce at a, you know, Ford LTD level cost for the OccuPower. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And the best part is your purchases support the broadcast. So it's a win-win-win on so many fronts. OccuPower, and it's not just for the eyes. It sells across the board, but it's kind of the poor man's DNA force. And I take it every day, and it's just amazing. Let's go to Darius in Romania. Darius, what's your view on this?
Hi, Alex. You're doing a very good job worldwide. You're waking up a lot of people, and I thank you for that. I want to give you my take on Ukraine, and then I want to ask you a question, if you may. Okay, so our president has had a press conference just a little while and said there is not a Russian invasion in Ukraine. He said Russians send military technique to support the pro-Russian rebels. But the fact is that they are taking part of Crimea, and they want to create a bigger Transnistria.
Well, sir, continue to elaborate from your perspective.
And we have a really big NATO base here, and they are on high alert right now. I want to say something. You ask if they want to have a war with Russia. I don't think they want a war with Russia right now, because it's a big deal to the United States, to NATO. They have the thing with ISIS, with Africa, you know. And I want to ask you a simple question.
Okay.
How do you think the New World Order will try to destroy us? There will be nuclear, zombie virus, robot, or how do you think?
Well, they're going to beta test wars, beta test super viruses, beta test things to see how we react, how we behave to war gaming. But they'll do it in phases. If they think they can get away with releasing a bioweapon to kill the majority of people, they do it right now. But they can't do it while there's a sovereign Russia left or a sovereign Iran. That doesn't mean that Iran or Russia are good. It just means they're not part of the eugenics New World Order. Russia was under eugenics for about 80 years. And that's why their population went under. It's why everything we have in America, Russia was under. They just don't call it communism now. They call it trendyism or political correctness. And so the level of tyranny we will live under is the exact level we put up with. And it's all being phased in. I mean, I read 17 years ago that the Department of Transportation with DARPA was going to track us by the mile, tax us by the mile, track everything we do, and selectively tax the middle class until we collapse for social engineering. And I knew that. And people said, you're crazy, even though I have the documents. Well, now it's being announced. It's just, if you can imagine it, the globalists are doing it. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Darius from Romania. Now, Sol in Poland, Kurt in Toronto, Martin in London, Sean in Alaska, we'll get to all of you after we air this 7-minute allegory piece, 9/11 Lessons from Star Trek. But it's applicable, this 1960s TV show episode, to how the globalists are above the different nations playing us off against each other and then feeding metaphorically off of our energy. This is how the globalists win, financing all different sides. You become aware of it, you understand the paradigm. Here is this piece.
Captain's log, stardate. Armageddon.
The Klingons were too far distant to have been the attackers.
What proof do we need? We know what a Klingon is.
Helm dead.
Most interesting. The bulk of your crew dropped. Your ship racing from this galaxy at wild speeds. How did I perform this sabotage, Kirk? All my men are here.
Do you think some people in a cave? Do you think some people in a cave were able to have NORAD stand down? Do you think that people in a cave were able to have all of this happen?
Phantom colony.
imaginary distress calls. The creation of these weapons.
We will in fact find weapons.
Do you sense a pattern, Mr. Spahn?
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
There is an alien on board which may have created this situation.
Who cares what started it, Mr. Spock?
It is apparently capable of manipulating matter and mind.
I think we should just trust our president in every decision that he makes.
This is war!
There isn't any war!
You serious? I've got men in sick bay. Some of them dying. Atrocities committed on their persons. Talk about making peace with these fiends.
The alien is the real threat. That's the enemy we have to wipe out.
Has a war been staged for us, complete with weapons and ideology and patriotic drumbeating?
He used gas? But where did he get the gas? From us.
Recent events would seem to be directed toward a magnification of the basic hostilities.
And here is that agenda, the project for the new American century.
Much of what these men wanted is coming true. They urged that the U.S. abandon the anti-ballistic missile treaty. It has. They wanted establishment of more permanent U.S. military bases abroad. That is happening in the Philippines and in Georgia and will likely happen in Iraq. They urged regime change as a goal of foreign wars, not just in Iraq. They wanted the U.S. as a global constabulary. Their word, such aspirations are unlikely to be realized without a catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor.
Apparently, it is by design that we fight. We seem to be pawns.
But what's the game?
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
We must push outward if we are to survive.
The Constitution has not given permission for us to so-called police the world.
We have always fought.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
As you've been listening to propaganda.
Shut up!
There's another way to survive. Mutual trust and help.
We ought to stay at home, mind our own business, trade with people, and be friends with people, and we all would be a lot better off.
There's an alien entity aboard the ship. It's forcing us to fight. We don't want to. We don't know what its motive is. We're trying to find out. You must help us.
It is most urgent that we locate the alien entity immediately.
The Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Now, do you believe?
What did you want? What are you doing here?
Feel the Klingons! Zemaras, isn't it? Done!
When the lieutenant became unconscious, the alien lost energy.
It subsists on the emotions of others.
This one appears to be strengthened by mental radiations of hostility, violent intentions.
It exists on the hate of others.
To put it simply, and it has acted as a catalyst, creating the situation. In order to satisfy that need, it has brought together opposing forces in an effort to promote the most violent mode of conflict.
We've got to get rid of it.
Then all hostile attitudes on board must be eliminated. The fighting must end. And soon.
Oh, we're a doomed ship. We've got to pool our knowledge.
We must find a way to defeat the alien force of hate.
Stop the war now or spend eternity in futile, bloody violence.
It has to stop.
Look, Dang, for the rest of our lives, a thousand lifetimes, senseless violence, fighting. While an alien has total control over us. And it goes on and on. The good old game of war, pawn. It's pawn, stopping the bad guys.
While somewhere, some thing sits back and laughs and starts it all over again.
He is telling the truth.
Be a pawn. Be a toy. Be a good soldier that never questions orders.
is Captain Kirk. A truce is ordered. The fighting is over. Lay down your weapons.
This is Kang. Cease hostilities.
The cessation of violence appears to have weakened it, Captain. I suggest that good spirits might make an effective weapon.
Get off my ship. You're a dead duck here. You're powerless. We know about you.
Nihilism was an inside job!
And we don't want a plane. Maybe there are others like you around. Maybe you've caused a lot of suffering, a lot of history, but that's all over. We'll be on guard now. We'll be ready for you. So ship out!
Only a fool fights in a burning house.
All right, see the video. It's even more powerful by Thought Crime 7. Up on Infowars.com and follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. We're going to go to break and come right back and talk to Sol in Poland and others. And again, the real radical Islamic threat is there. The globalists, though, are funding it and protecting it just like they did ISIS. That's the whole issue. There are real wars going on. It's just that it's being manipulated by the power structure above it. That's what I'm trying to get at here. Mainstream media will claim that I said the towers didn't even blow up or something. That's not what we're saying here. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've been hearing about the in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right for months. Have you ordered yours yet? We live in a politically and economically troubled world. You should be preparing for an uncertain future. Right now is the time to start freeze drying your own food so you can become self-reliant. To invest in your own home freeze dryer, go to HarvestRight.com while supplies last. Again, that's a home freeze dryer from HarvestRight.com. Mention this ad and save $200 through August.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasms in the classroom.
We're taking your phone calls right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's go ahead and go back to those calls. Let's talk to Seoul in Poland. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'd like to make a statement about Poland and then actual question, and also I'd like to make a statement about the Ukraine and ask a question as well. In Poland, the people, they don't really take this idea of war happening right next door very seriously. I ask people, do they even know what's going on? Most people don't know or have any inclination of what's going on, because the same thing that they watch on the news here is the same thing that the trendies would watch on the news in America. It doesn't tell the truth. It doesn't give the true motive of what's going on and what's happening. And then whenever I started realizing that most of these people out here, they don't have any real sense of what it means to be free. You know, they don't have any real sense of freedom, of self-thinking, of self, of just investing in themselves, because their grandmas, their grandpas, their mothers and fathers were raised in communism, and when that transfers down to the next generation, how would you expect them to think? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I totally get it. They just traded out one group of masters for another, and we are now taking on the aspects of communism here as well.
Yes, here they do what they're told. Whenever I ask people about, or do they even know about what's really going on, they have no idea about what's going on. And it's insane to me, because they don't have any inclination of what it really means to be free. And whenever I talk to them about it, they think that I'm from some other planet, which really makes me understand what it means to be an American, because I am from America and I'm living here in Poland. And another thing about the Ukraine is that people need to understand within the Ukraine, because I lived in the Ukraine for 3 months. I also got married in Kiev, Ukraine. People need to understand that in the Ukraine, the difference between Eastern Ukraine and Western Ukraine is like day and night. Because in Western Ukraine, it's either Polish or it's Ukrainian. In Eastern Ukraine, it's predominantly mostly just Russian. They speak Russian. The signs and everything are Russian. And even people don't understand that dating back, I'm not sure what year it was, but a nice portion of Western Ukraine used to be Polish. And I have the question to you right now about Ukraine, is that how can Russia be invading into Ukraine whenever half of the country pretty much is Russian?
Well, all they're doing is trying to secure their interests there. And I'm not getting in the middle of the ethnic fights and religious fights that have been going on for 600 years. It's just that the West is starting this. And that's a fact. But you use the analogy of Poland being right next to all this, and you know, you're saying that people on average don't care. I would imagine they care about, you know, sports and things, just like most men here in the U.S. are starting up their fantasy football leagues and don't care about anything, including what their kids are doing. And it's just part of this entertainment society where most people are in this matrix of entertainment, and they think it's weird if you know about geopolitical issues. They think it's weird if you're informed. They think it's weird if you know the Federal Reserve is private. They think it's weird if you warn them that vaccines are dangerous, they should read the insert. They're just mindless, and it's very scary. But then you look at who's running things. That's even more out of control. And then now Obama just says he'll use UN authority, but carbon taxes on the American people. Just like he said, our military, he doesn't need Congress for war. He's got NATO authority. He's beyond a dictator. He works for foreign powers.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3333.